This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Greg Kim. Marijuana store Cusco Kush cleared its final major hurdle with the city last night. The Bethel Planning Commission approved a conditional use permit for Cusco Kush, owned by SNK LLC. For the past few months, SNK has been embroiled in a dispute with the city over the plot of land the marijuana store occupies. Last month, the Bethel City Council decided to sell the company the land it was leasing. Now, after obtaining site control and a conditional use permit, Cusco Kush will only need to pass a few final state inspections to open. Before approving the conditional use permit, some members of the Planning Commission, including Chair Kathy Hansen, had questions about the marijuana store.
One of the concerns that people have about marijuana enterprise is that people that are underage, it'll be easy for them to get marijuana products from people that are legitimate, making a legitimate purchase. So essentially we end up with a bootlegging situation.
Cusco Kush owner Jared Carr's response was frank.
We can't solve that. We cannot prevent somebody from purchasing our product and going to AC and handing it out for free.
Another Planning Commission member, Lauren Bradbury, asked Carr what he would do if a village asked the store not to sell to anybody from their village. Carr said he understood Bradbury's concern, but he also doesn't believe marijuana will cause that many problems.
I used to be a police officer, and I have arrested hundreds and hundreds of people. And I have racked and racked and racked my brain trying to think of one time where I've arrested somebody when they've created a victim and they've been smoking marijuana. And I haven't found one yet.
For the rest of the meeting, the Planning Commission looked at things like parking, zoning, reasonable access to water and sewer. Based on these criteria, Planning Director Ted Meyer said the store should be approved. Plus, Meyer said Bethel voters had decided marijuana sales was legal. Ultimately, the Planning Commission unanimously approved the conditional use permit for Cusco Kush. Owner Jared Carr says he hopes to open the store in March. By then, Cusco Kush will likely be the second marijuana store to open in Bethel. The first, Alaska Buds, received all its licenses and permits several months ago, but has yet to open. Next, in travel. The ice road gets longer. Mark Leary and his ice road crew reached Kalskag Tuesday night around 7 p.m. Leary said his crew experienced no issues when they plowed the 50 miles from Tuluksac to Kalskag in negative 45 degrees wind chill. However, he recommends drivers not use the new section of the ice road yet. Leary says there are three unmarked open holes between Tuluksac and Kalskag, adding that the entire stretch of road is completely unmarked. He also says some parts of the road are hard to follow because of glare ice. Leary suspects the marking is late this year because of the past few weeks of extremely cold weather. He adds the ice road is poorly marked from Akiak to Tuluksac, while the marking from Bethel to Akiak is up to his standards. Ideally, Leary says the road and all open holes would be marked with large willow trees and reflectors. Mark Leary works on plowing and marking the ice road as Director of Development and Operations for the village of Napaimute. He says Napaimute uses their tribal transportation funds to work on the ice road since they don't have a village site they need to maintain year-round. However, he says they don't receive very much money, and they could do more marking if he received donations that would go towards paying his ice road crew. If he has the funds, Leary wants to extend the ice road south as well. It currently goes until Napaquiac, but now that the ice conditions are good, he thinks it could go all the way to Tintatiliac. Next, in public safety. Last year, U.S. Attorney General William Barr declared a public law enforcement emergency for rural Alaska after his visit to the state. Alaska lawmakers then formed a working group to fix a village public safety officer program, a key state service which has battled budget cuts, high turnover, and an evolving job description. Now the working group has come up with 9 recommendations they think will fix the program. KYUK's Christy Schellenberger has a story.
First on the list is to revise the state statute that details what the Village Public Safety Officer program is supposed to do. Representative Chuck Kopp, a Republican from Anchorage, is one of the co-chairs of the working group.
And it had a much less of an emphasis on law enforcement, you know, keeping the law, you know, apprehending violators and keeping people safe. But then the program kind of just dramatically evolved.
And he says that evolution is not reflected in the state statute. Revising it will also make it easier to fix other problems in the VPSO program, like the funding and the lack of flexibility for VPSOs to cover other communities, in addition to the ones they are assigned. Kopp says it will also help with high turnover rates.
The way the program is structured, there is no really flexibility for the people that actually are the boots on the ground.
VPSOs are usually the only law enforcement in a remote community and are first to act during an emergency. It can take hours, days even, for an Alaska State Trooper to get to a community, usually because of weather. But there are less than 40 VPSOs covering the entire state of Alaska, leaving many communities without any kind of law enforcement. Since August, the working group has held 8 meetings, usually listening sessions around the state to gather feedback on how to fix the problem, including the one in Anchorage this week. Another goal is to create more flexibility with funding for the 9 nonprofits and 1 bureau that oversee VPSO programs throughout the state. The working group also wants to establish a formal government-to-government consultation process at the state level that would make sure tribes are consulted before any changes are made to training or regulation. The Alaska Department of Public Safety will continue to advise and train VPSOs. Senator Donnie Olson, a Democrat from Nome, is also a co-chair of the working group. He hopes that this time, with this list of recommendations, the solutions will be permanent.
In the next 5 to 10 years, I don't want to hear these same issues coming back at me again, and I plan on being here.
The working group hopes to finalize the recommendations by the end of the month, and COP says they will focus on revising the statute during the 2020 legislative session. Reporting in Bethel, I'm Christy Schallenberger.
And finally, frozen pipes have claimed another victim in Bethel. Due to its facility at the Bethel 4-H Youth Center freezing up, 4-H will be hosting its after-school club at the Cultural Center next week from Monday to Thursday. Program aide Sharon Chiguchin is optimistic that the building will be thawed sometime next week. However, if the pipes are still frozen, Bethel 4-H is looking for a home starting next Friday. If you have a facility that's available, you can contact Bethel 4-H at 907-543-2088. Thank you for listening to KYUK News. Please send any news tips to news@kyuk.org. And stay tuned for News Yukden coming up.